How many times can I tell you won't go there? How many times can I tell you won't go there? How many times can I tell you won't go there without niggas acting like they do not know it?
Why, sir? See, every year I'm getting better as a writer. And when it comes to the flow, I'm getting nicer. And niggas got a name, a song, but a cipher. It doesn't matter, cause I'm still getting money, though. The only reason why you hating, cause your money low. And every $100,000, there's 100 hoes. When niggas see you as a goat, that's just how it goes.
Niggas that when they see you do great. Rather they see you fall off and
then. Hey, everybody, it's Joseph, aka Rockstar Joe. And welcome back to a Blur's Intermission Podcast. Joining me today, we have...
Yo, what it do? It's King C, a.k.a. C Murder. Let's get this show on the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, to get straight to the point, today's episode is going to be quite a delight. Today's theme and the name of today's episode is Embarrassing Stories You Thought You Would Never Tell. Possibly dot, again. It's a new year, man. It's a new year, new energy. I ain't gonna say new vibes. We're gonna say new energy. And I think it was only right to just kick back and have some fun. I got three stories to share that could be quite hilarious or quite regretful and painful.
Well, we're gonna see how this goes today, people.
It's gonna be lovely. It could be a tit for tat. It could be you lay all your stories out. I don't care. I just know I have three stories to share that could be a lot of things. So you can go ahead and kick us off first.
Oh wow! I gotta start us off.
Absolutely. Fuck is wrong with you? Fuck wrong with you? Okay.
Wow, that's crazy. okay. Cool. I'll start it off. I think my first, I guess, embarrassing or story I never thought I would tell anybody is about me and a squirrel.
Okay.
So I was at my grandmother's house and I was raking the leaves up like usually.
Uh-huh.
And a squirrel came in the yard and was fucking with the leaves and shit. So I swatted it away. Uh-huh. And it wouldn't leave. So I was like, all right, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to chase it. So I chased it. Squirrel did the little yeet, and I tried to go with it and stay with it and slipped on the leaves. So I was like, okay, you know what? Fuck you, squirrel. Man, slipped on them. Oh, man, when I said I was so hot when that shit happened,
mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? I ain't fucking with squirrels no more. I'm not okay. Fucking with them at all. So yeah, that definitely,
okay.
was a story.
You going light with this one. Okay. I'm gonna take it a step further then. All right. Yeah, I was so light. I was expecting far more embarrassment than that. This one is definitely in my childhood. Like, this was before the age of 7. This was when we were still living in Northeast.
Was that elementary school?
Probably so. At a young age, you know, I was being bathed by my grandmother. You know, she left me in a tub to just chill, you know, clean myself, you know, be a kid, right? I never forget that this one time when I was in the bath, I was just playing around. And it was close to me. It was almost close for, I'm mixing my words up. It was almost time for me to get out the tub.
Right.
And so I don't know if I had toys in there with me, but I just knew. I can visually remember this, or vividly remember this. I was in the tub, and as I saw some soap to my right, and there was a little clear space in front of me. I see something brown fly up to the top. I started to freak out because I'm like, oh shit, one of my balls disappeared. Like, oh my God.
What the fuck? Yo. Oh shit. What? Wow.
I don't know if I was touching myself in a tub too, but one of my balls had literally disappeared. And I'm like, yo. Oh my God. In my mind, as a kid, I'm freaking like, oh. No, what's going on?
Oh, wow.
I put my hands back near my sack, right? My balls come from up in me. Like, they just come back out.
Right.
I then realized what that brown thing was.
You shit in the tub. Oh, shit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
It might be dude.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was my embarrassing story.
All wow. Right. Okay. I got something probably not as probably about the same or probably a little bit more embarrassing, but this was, shit, this was when I was This wasn't in elementary, so middle school. It was like 13, 14.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the pool.
Huh? What's 13, 14?
Middle school.
When did you graduate?
16.
Uh-uh. That's high school.
Oh, okay. I was wrong then. It was high school.
That's high school. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, this is okay, so yeah, this is high school. Okay, I thought it was, but yeah. And we all went to this splash park type thing, and everybody was having fun.
Mm-hmm.
I went under the water, and I will never forget this. I will never forget this shit. I went under the water, was swimming, and I came up out the water, and something hit me on my face. Bruh, when I say I started screaming to the top of my lungs, bruh, I was like, what the fuck? And I thought it was just something that somebody had in the pool, like a toy or something. So I touched it, and as soon as I touched it, I was like, oh, nope, that's not a toy. And I did like this to have the water push it away, but I didn't say anything to anybody. I just got out the pool.
Mm-hmm.
The shit was funny because I think it may have touched like two or three more people.
What was it though?
It was shit. Somebody had shit in the pool. Yeah.
I'm more disgusted. That's not embarrassing. That's disgusting. What the fuck? You touched the shit. That's.
But it wasn't. And I thought it was. But it, I didn't know what it was.
You gotta understand how strong your shit has to be to float in a public pool.
Exactly. Come to find out, it was this old white dude.
Oh, that
was
no.
In the,
nope.
That was in the pool. And that shit, man, I was hot.
If I could have took my headphones on when you said that part, I would have been blessed. That is fucking disgusting, man.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I got two more. Well, technically, after this, there's one more. My embarrassing story, this one has a build up to it. And I know for a fact, I've shared bits and pieces of it in the past on this podcast.
Interesting.
My embarrassing story, my second embarrassing story, is the first time I actually had a cougar. Some parents like to come up and meet coaches to try to, you know, just push the little envelope,
right.
You know, say, hey, this is my baby, you know, bring her onto the team, or just to get more familiar with the coach, their mentality, and also their environment.
Right.
I'll never forget, I was sitting out front, and this tall, tall fucking lady was about to come in, and she's like, you know, I'm looking for a certain coach, right? And I'm like, all right, cool. I'll see if he's, you know, around. I believe the coach wasn't around. Some way, somehow, me and that lady ended up sitting out front just talking. And when I say talking, I'm blessed to be the person I am to, you know, make people feel comfortable. But looking back at it, I don't know how I made her so comfortable to share what she shared within that being our first time meeting and speaking to each other. I knew for me, I just wanted to be a good guy and try to help out the situation. At first, I didn't think it would be anything more. Keep in mind, this person had to commute, had to travel via plane to get to campus and go back home. First time we meet, you know, it's cordial, respectful, exchange numbers and everything. Periodically, she's coming back into town because she, I don't know what she had to do in town some of those times, but she would come back into town. Every time she would come back into town, you know, we'll make our way to the conversation. It would get to nighttime, and every time it gets to nighttime, she'll place a call. My little punk ass was scared.
Right.
My little punk ass was like, no, I'm going to let that shit go to voicemail.
Right.
She'll send a message immediately after. I won't respond until the next morning.
What the fuck?
I know, man.
Oh, come
on,
man. She was throwing it at you.
I know. It gets worse. It gets worse, man. So, you know, as time progresses, we just continue to talk. Throughout the, you know, talking, suddenly I'm starting to get money here and there, you know, and I appreciate it.
She throwing it at you. Oh, my. She throwing it at you and she giving you money. Oh,
look,
my
man,
God.
Look, man.
That would
so,
have been, oh, man.
So, fast forward. It gets to a point where her daughter is now enrolled and her daughter is about to be in attendance. Wow. She lets me know. She say, hey, I'm about to be back in the city again. You know, I would love for you to meet my daughter. Possibly you help out too. All right, cool, cool, cool. I'm a gentleman. I'm going to do right. that. When I showed up this time, she brought a friend along. Her friend, she's up in age, but her friend got booty shorts on. Her booty poking the fuck out, right?
Oh, wow.
It gets a little awkward because at some point, the daughter leaves the room and it's just me, her mother, and her friend. And suddenly, my eyes are now looking at the friend, right?
Right.
I'm like, this is a fucked up situation, man. Yeah. This is a very fucked up situation. So, you know, we're done helping out. You know, the kid moves in. We all, you know, go our separate way. I go my way. They're wrapping up, helping the daughter. Once again, man, it's nighttime. And in my mind, I was like, you know what? I won't mind accepting it. Bullshit. It's nighttime. I get another call. I let that shit go to voicemail.
What the fuck? Come let on, that shit go man. To voicemail, she man. She even threw her friend in there
She told me what hotel she was staying at. She told me everything. The hotel I'm staying at hit me up on a late night. My shit. Every time that phone rang, I got scared.
I'd have got scared. I'd be like, you know what?
I got
fuck
scared.
This. I'd have, man.
She was like as tall as me, you know, filled out in all the areas. And bro, the conversation he was having, it amazes me to this day, man. Because I'm just like, this lady is married. This is a married lady who I'm fucking around with and playing these games with.
Wow.
I'm just like, yo, what the fuck, man?
So did y'all do anything?
Nah. We didn't, man.
What
we didn't.
The fuck,
we man? Didn't.
That's not an embarrassing story. I mean,
it's to me, I mean, it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, but like, God damn, man.
Because when you listen to this podcast, like, I'll look at it in different levels. When you listen to the podcast, you will always hear me mentioning how I would want somebody's mother.
Right.
And how I would love to be in a position to go
right.
do this and this and this.
He was in the position.
And niggas were scared. Niggas were scared. I was scared.
So what you basically saying is you did not understand the assignment.
It's not that I didn't understand the assignment. I was scared. There's no way around it. I was nervous. I was extremely nervous to touch her, to even take those next steps. It's really fucked up. I was comfortable asking for money and getting money and possibly going out to eat here right. and there. But I was uncomfortable or afraid to get naked and have sex. Crazy as shit.
No, I mean, yeah, it could. Yeah, I understand it. That matter of fact, that actually would bring me to my third story, because I do have three stories.
This is
more recent. Chick texted me from TikTok. So when I first seen it, I'm like, okay, she looked good. She's light skinned, filled out everywhere. And she was like, you should come over. She wanted me to come over. So we've been talking for, I'll say, 2 weeks now. After that, 2 weeks. And she was like, yeah, I'm home with my nephew. My sister just left. You want to come over? Cool. I'm like, okay, what's your address? How far do you live from me? She lives near me, about 20 minutes from me, in a house. So I looked at the house. It's not in a bad neighborhood, but the house just looks like it's like one of them horror movie houses, like in the beginning daytime.
Horror.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not a horror house.
Like, damn.
Horror.
Like, we still got those?
Yeah, I believe we do still got those.
There was a whole FBI sting about that, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
Wow. But yeah, so I was just looking at the picture. I was just like, like, she looks good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like, I've never been to her house, just on a friendly thing. So me just going to her house just to fuck, like, it's like, is this one of them type of catfish, kidnap type shit? I come to the house, I think I'm coming to see you, and you got two other people. I still talking to her till this day. I still have the opportunity, but
I'm not the type that's gonna jeopardize my life and my safety to fuck. Like, nah. Like, she looks, she's not like a supermodel type beauty, but she looks good. And it's just the whole, the house is like, it's that weird house, like that weird house that everybody in the neighborhood, they'll walk past it, but they know, don't walk on his lawn, don't go knock on his door, like that weird old man house.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's still fucking with me, because I believe I've drove past the house, or ridden past the house a couple of times, and the like I'm saying, the neighborhood is a cool, calm neighborhood, but that house is just like, do I really want to take this chance?
Okay, I got you. I got you. All right. Why not? My last story. There may be a bonus one, but this is my last one.
Oh, shit.
This is my last one. And there's a reason why I said this is my last one, just in case if I don't do the bonus. Oh. You do have another one, right?
Nope.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, I got to close out with this one. Shit. R.I.P. to that shirt, man.
What the fuck? What shirt? Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
So we're going to go back when I was still in college, still in love and dating, right?
You was with
Damn, we ain't got name drop, nigga. Oh, damn.
I'm in it. I mean, S.
Well, yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think the way I set it up, if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't.
Right.
But yeah, I was, you know, still in love in college, you know. This is when, what?
I said it was baby, it was puppy love.
Anyway, this is when I had the Mitsubishi Galant. Oh, my shit. Blue, 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 you know?
Yes.
The noisemaker.
That motherfucker was a race car, the way that bitch sounded.
That's how you know. I could be in the, I could
we
be
are
in
not
the
talking
house.
About the car. We are not talking
about the car. Oh, man, that's fucking, oh, my God.
We are not talking about the car, sir. That is not the embarrassing part.
I mean, if you want to, that's the first embarrassing part.
Nah, I'm good. That car, I'm not even going to go that route. Just know you sat in those seats. That's all I'm going to say.
Whoa, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What the fuck? Oh, man.
Yeah. Who was embarrassed?
Oh, that's fucked up. It be your own niggas, man. You could have put a shirt or something down.
We tried. You know?
You know? Fuck?
Oh, things happen, man. God. Things happen. Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway, it's your fault. We got there, sir. It's your fault. You know what? It's your fault.
You know, I'm going to let you continue with your story.
So it was a nice summer day. You know, we used to do our family time. You know, she had a kid. Obviously, I had mine. And I believe we just decided to hit up the court, you know, take the girls out, make sure they're good. I felt good the whole entire day. I felt good for most of the car ride, right? It was time to drop off. It was time to drop them off.
Okay.
Drop them back off somewhere in Northeast, right? We're maybe, what, 10 to 15 minutes out from their crib. All of a sudden, something weird is in my stomach. Like, there's a weird feeling I'm having in my stomach.
Oh, shit.
This weird feeling elevates to me having to use the restroom.
Oh, shit.
This feeling from me having to use the restroom, it feels like an emergency now.
Oh, shit.
I am driving, trying to do happy songs, happy dances behind the steering wheel. I had to clinch. Okay, I had to clinch. I had to clinch. Dude, it got so bad. We're somewhere near, I don't even want to share the address, but fuck it. We're somewhere near Eastern Market. And at this time, houses were vacant. I tried to look for stores. Couldn't find no stores. I found a front yard, a vacant front yard.
Oh, what the fuck?
I left the girls in the car, thinking it was going to be a nice little boop-boop. It got very messy. Keep in mind, we went out for a workout, right? I had a compression shirt underneath.
Oh.
There was no toilet tissue, no paper towels, none of that around.
Oh, no.
I ripped that compression shirt off from underneath me, made that motherfucker some paper towels, okay?
Oh, wow.
I made that shit toilet tissue. It was bad because it wasn't just one round. It was multiple rounds.
Oh.
It got, so imagine I ran out of one shirt, okay? Luckily, for the second round, she discovered that she had wipes. And I'm like, great, 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 great. I took a shit in someone's yard and left the shirt and all the evidence there. I was caught shitty butt for a little while after that.
My God.
I have no regret, but I was really embarrassed. I have no regret, but I was really embarrassed because my booty can't hold on, man. Like,
so it was like a,
it was either your home or my cheeks.
It was like a Smokey from Friday type of thing.
Yes, yes. Like, you should have seen me, bro. Like, I couldn't take my pants down fully. Like, I had them, imagine having to hold your pants while also popping a squat, but then making sure you're not loud enough so shit doesn't, you know, wake up other people. Like, bro, the shit, I tried to play it smooth when I was done, because keep in mind, the house I shitted in was vacated. The, right. The front yard was vacated.
Right.
The houses beside it wasn't.
Oh. Man, if somebody would have walked out and saw you.
Yo. This is
That would have been so fucking funny.
This is why till this day, I keep wipes in my car.
Yeah.
This is why.
Yeah.
This is that very reason. I refuse to be
shit out of luck again.
Literally. Literally, okay?
Yo, what the fuck? Oh, my God. Yo.
Literally, man. So, wow. That is that. Yeah, fuck. I ain't giving no bonus story. Fuck that.
Wow.
All right, folks. That's enough embarrassment for one day. moving on with the scroll and marathon winners of the week.
My marathon winners are... I have to start off with myself.
Let's go.
Because I am able to say I've made it to the age of 26.
Let's go.
And to see another year, I'm grateful to my parents that brought me into this world.
Came from out the darkness, man.
definitely grateful for them. Definitely grateful for myself for not letting the negativity and the stupidity around me take me to or make my life worse than, or I guess worser than it could have been, and not letting the bullshit happen. Mm-hmm. My second one goes out to Rockstar Joe for being the bro, being my guy.
Appreciate you.
Since Definitely been some years. So definitely, and
damn, that's nearly 10 years.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah,
ooh,
definitely.
Shit.
And time like, last. I realized damn. I've had a lot of friends and I've had a lot of friends since me and Rockstar Joe has been friends, and damn. Me and his relationship has never changed. It's never been a bad relationship or anything. So yeah, I'm proud of him. I'm proud of myself. I wanted to continue. Stay strong. That's my brother to the day I die. And I want to my last and final marathon runner will be my guy, my bro, White Boy.
Oh shit.
If y'all know,
we had a little sirens.
We had a little falling out last year.
Holy shit. Hold on. Can I say a moment? Just round of applause. Oh my God. Round of applause. I appreciate this man's growth. Oh my God. Go ahead, man.
Yeah,
we definitely
had a falling out, and it shouldn't have ended the way it ended, but it had to end the way it did. And we got back. We had a conversation. I reached out to him. I wanted to grow. I wanted to mature and continue our friendship, brotherhood, relationship, whatever you want to call it, and bring it back to how we were before the falling out. So I'm not saying it's 100% there yet, mm-hmm. but we're working our way there. And he told me that he's willing to build back to where we were. So I'm grateful for him, and I'm grateful for myself, for us both to have that mindset.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh man, that is a... Okay, niggas want to set the tone for the year. Damn, okay. What a powerful ass marathon winner. Shit. Damn. I'm so happy I went first. Damn.
What you call that? Mic dropper. Let the mic
don't
drop.
Don't drop the motherfucking mic. I'm telling. I will tell my mommy. In all seriousness, in all seriousness, folks, yeah, may this year be filled with blessings, good challenges, good problems, growth. You know, maybe get what we deserve, nothing more and nothing less. With that being said, folks,
peace.
Let's do 3, 2, 1.
Get some.